Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour, your MTC Mental Toughness Conditioning Coach. One more day, you've made it here. You've lived up to this promise that you made to yourself. You are going to find a way, some way, somehow, get the inspiration, get the information that you need to take your life to the next level. One new distinction, one new strategy, one new way of looking at this same old challenge that you're going through may be just what it takes to really make that happen, really get you moving forward, moving freely towards those goals, those plans, that vision that you've taken the time to continually think about and think about some more and think about some more to make sure that's what you really want and you're really on your way towards making it really happen. I don't care how well you're doing in life. There's always a higher level. That's something I want to talk about during this Morning Connection podcast. And it doesn't matter how well you're doing, the more and more you think about something, you can't help but become better at it. Find those distinctions, those strategies, those that new approach, that more effective and efficient approach that can help you get there, if not to a higher level, maybe more effectively, more efficiently, more elegantly, more happier, right? There's so many shades of improvement. And the more and more you think about something, you can't help but improve upon it. Sometimes it doesn't happen as quickly as you want it to happen. I certainly understand. I certainly know about that, right? That's all part of this game, this challenge, this puzzle. This Rubik's Cube that we're going through, that's what makes it exciting. The satisfaction is in the struggle. Struggle sounds so hard. How about the satisfaction is in the game of life. That's what we're playing every single day, whether we choose to or not. This game is going on, and we're thrown in the middle of it, so we might as well put our game faces on and do our best. Let's excel at it. Thank you for allowing me into your life one more day. During this Morning Connection podcast, to poke and prod, to tell you stories, metaphors, analogies, observations, poke and prod to stimulate thought. You know, maybe it's this podcast today, right here, right now, that you do find that one distinction, that one new strategy, that new way of looking at the world, your life, your approach to life, your rules, your beliefs, the values that you have, that does launch you into that next level, whatever that next level is for you. Maybe it's more happiness, more enjoyment, a higher level of achievement, you know, doing it in a shorter period of time so you can spend more time doing what you love to do, maybe earning more money along with that time. So what you love to do, you can take to a higher level, have more options for yourself and your family. I don't know what it is for you. I kind of throw out a whole bunch of different scenarios. I know that by listening to this podcast, you're probably a lot like me. I hear this all the time from my one-on-one coaching students and the people who email me, who get value out of this podcast, that their values are pretty much in line with mine. And that doesn't surprise me. All the podcasts, all the websites, all the social media sites, you found your way here. Doesn't surprise me that we have a lot in common because birds of a feather flock together here. We're on this journey of life making it better. So thank you for allowing me to come into your life. I am flattered by that. I take this really seriously. I will not let you down. And think of showing that every single day. Here we are at Morning Connection Podcast number 197. Just a couple more left, three more left until we're at 200. And talked a lot about life in a lot of different ways. Probably didn't even realize there was so many ways to slice up this pie called life and talk about it so much. I'm not sure if, you know, I started Morning Connection Podcast number one, I don't even know how many months ago. Time flies by so quickly. And I don't know if you said, hey, you're going to do 200 of these podcasts, right? You're going to get up every morning. You're going to get to be enthused. You're going to have going to do your best to offer the world some insight, what you're going through, in a way to motivate, inspire, direct, right? And so you're going to do it every single day. You're going to do 100 in a row. You're going to go through the birth of your child and all the challenges, and you're going to with all of your workload and Mass Machine Nutrition and everything that you go through. You're going to go through 100 in a row, and you're going to get so much feedback. People are just going to love it. They're going to miss the connection. And so you're going to get right back on it, no matter how challenging it was to come up with that information and show up every single day. And you're going to do it again for 100 more. You're going to do it 6 days a week. That red light is going to go on to perform the podcast, whether you're ready or not. And this time you're going to do it at the same time at 4:30 in the morning. And you're going to do 100 more, 6 out of 7 days a week straight. If you would have told me I was going to do that, whatever, 6, 8 months ago, whenever I started doing this, I wouldn't know that I would have so much to talk about. There's a lesson there is, man, you put yourself online, you step up, you'll find a way, or do your very best. You'll die trying, figuratively, die trying. That's the power of putting the pressure on yourself. That's the power of stepping up. And that's definitely something to think about when you want to become more. Do you wait until you think you're ready, or do you jump in there and demand yourself to be ready? And also, when you throw yourself out there, maybe you're not quite ready. Maybe you're not at a skill level even close to what you want to be. But, man, you've committed. You've thrown yourself in there. Now you suck. And now you're like thrown in the middle of a pool, and you got to swim. You got to fight. You got to bring up that skill level right here, right now. Do whatever it takes. If that's working 10 hours a day on it till late at night, getting up early, getting help, resources, practicing, whatever it takes, you got to get yourself out of the middle of the pool. You have committed. You're out there doing it. And, you know, whether that skill level, whether you succeed as quickly as you want, at the level that you want, I'll tell you what, when you put yourself out there, put that pressure on yourself, you are definitely going to call upon all of your talents, resources, abilities. You're going to use them to the fullest because you now have to, because you forced yourself to have to, right? And there's no doubt about it. You may not reach your goals as quickly. It may not pay off to the level that you want. It may not happen as quickly as you want. But there's no doubt about it. When you put that type of pressure on yourself, you're going to get more out of yourself than sitting on the sidelines waiting for that day to happen when you're so skilled that you're going to get into the game. Something to think about. What is it for you, as I say that right now, what is something for you that you know you should be jumping in there and trying? Could it be building a website? Could it be starting a business, at least to some level, right? Maybe starting a blog, maybe a Facebook fan page, and just get through the process of sharing your passion and knowledge, whatever it is, your expertise. Maybe it's to get one-on-one coaching, someone who can stimulate all this, these thinking that you need a little bit of help pushing and prodding along so you find out what that is. I mean, life is happening. It's moving quickly. Whether you're playing the game of life full tilt or not, you don't want to waste your time, your talent, your abilities for one more month, let alone one more year. Certainly not one more decade. Maybe you need that push and that prod to bring out all that talent, all that ability, all that ambition, all that drive that you know you have inside. You just need a little help bringing it out. Maybe you just need to step up and make something happen. What is that for you right now? What is that thing that you know you need to do? You need to jump on. You've been waiting until you are quote-unquote ready. That day never seems to come. And because it never seems to come, you don't even think about it that much anymore. It isn't like it's gnawing on your side every single day and you're saying, I got to do this. I mean, you have curbed that hunger. You have deadened that pain, that angst that you had inside to do something about it, because the time to jump in there has never come. Because maybe that way of thinking, it hasn't served you. It's not going to serve you. Maybe you need to just jump in there and do it. Fail or succeed, when you want it badly enough, when you're sick and tired of being where you are, you'll try something. Whether or not you fail or not, that's not going to be important anymore. Staying your fear of failing, embarrassing yourself, putting all your time and energy and not succeeding, whatever negative things you associate to that, that's causing you pain to get in there and get going. When you are ready, it's gonna be more painful. It's going to be more painful for you just continue to sit in there and keep on rationalizing, telling yourself the same old bullshit, how it's okay. Right? There's going to be a time. I don't know if that's a month from now, a year from now, or 10 years from now. There's going to become a time where you said, I'm sick and tired of this bullshit and staying where I am. I've got to do something. It's more painful to sit where I am now. What is that area of your life for you? What is it for you? It's just like back in school. Remember your teacher said, here's your term paper. It's due in 3 months. And, oh, I'm going to work on this. This, I'm going to really dedicate to myself. This paper is going to be a masterpiece. This semester, I'm going to start early. Do a little bit of a little bit every single day. I'm going to work on it because in 3 months, this is going to be a masterpiece. I'm not going to wait till the last minute. I'm not going to wait till I feel all that pain, disorganized, and whip it all together at the end. This time around, right? That's what you tell yourself. But, oh, it's so painful to start. You know, there's so many things you do. Where to start? All this. You have it so over-chunked in your mind. It's going to be such this big, gigantic project. So it's so painful to even get going. Right now, I had to share my story of when I used to work at the grocery store with a client of mine yesterday. And this is a story I tell all the time because I learned so much from this lesson in so many different ways. And it was back when I was 21 years old. I was the up-and-coming hardcore manager for this grocery store chain. It's really ambitious. I want to work my way up to manager someday, which I eventually did, became the youngest manager in this chain. But this is when I was a junior entry-level manager. And a lot of ways I wasn't skilled on life or people. I was only 21 years old. So I'm not just myself, I didn't even know myself, let alone how to motivate people who were older than I am or what their life was like at 40 years old. That seems so old and no life experience, right? So thrown into this world. And the reason why I was put in that position, I was promoted to that position because I was just a hard worker. I was a good grunt. I did what they told me. I did it well. Maybe I did a little thinking. I'm not sure. I certainly wasn't there because, wow, this guy understands people. At 21 years old, he is wise beyond his age. He can just manage this crew of 25 people. Let's get him for that. Forget about what he knows about setting up counters or products or whatever, shows up on time. That's not what we're promoting him for. He's just a people man. He understands their motivation, what drives them. He can handle this crew, keep the morale up, and head off any negative type of morale that may crop up. He's the man. Certainly not that way is not why I got promotions at 21. Had nothing, no clue about life or people at that stage. I will have to say, though, it was at that job, at that same time, at 21 years old, that I was so fortunate to run into. He was my employee or someone who I managed who was really old, like 40 years old. And he took me to my very first Zig Ziglar seminar. He was a clerk who I managed. He was older and he was wise and he was accomplished. He had a burger stand, he had a car wash, but his business, he got out of the hustle of being an entrepreneur and he was going to work his way up the ladder of this management chain like I set my sights to, because it was a pretty decent job, you know, once you got up the few steps of management. So that was his plan. That's why he was all of the old age of 40-something, and he was working at a grocery store where he had a 21-year-old manager. So that was the situation. But again, he was the guy who brought me to a Zig Ziglar seminar, which put me on this path why I'm talking right here, right now to you today, sharing this mental toughness conditioning, this information and inspiration. It started when he brought me there. So if anything, that was one of the best lessons, best experiences from my grocery store experience. Anyway, we were setting up the Christmas counter. It's Christmas time, very busy time of year. I'm not going to bore you with this story. I've told this story many, many times. I'm going to get to the point, right? And I wasn't skilled, but I had a lot of confidence. And the manager told me to set up this Christmas counter on the weekend. Now, that's our busiest day, Saturday and Sunday. And from where my limited training and my wise age of 21 years old, my thing was like, why am I setting up this counter? I'm the rookie manager. This is what I, and from my experience, the top guy and his assistant would set up this all-important, very busy, lots of dollars on this Christmas counter. That was my experience. That's who set up this counter. What's he having some rookie 21-year-old set up the counter on the weekend, the busiest time? People are all on the way. It's a busy weekend at the grocery store. Didn't make sense to me. But that's what he wanted me to do. Well, one thing about this store, it was really disorganized. And where I came from, my previous training, all of a year and a half, was in a store that was, everything was structured and organized. And when you would receive a truck of all those Christmas items, the plan was, the instructions were, you had to segregate or separate every single box, because you have all those different items on that Christmas counter. There must be, 100 different items, right? So they all have their different model numbers. So, Christmas tree stands. There might be three different Christmas tree stands. Three different models, three different sizes, or whatever. Not to mention Christmas ornaments. There might be 18 different kinds of Christmas ornaments or garland, right? So not only did you have those different items, they all had different model numbers and sizes of those different items. So in the store where I was trained for a whole year and a half or whatever, when it came off the truck, the big freight truck, and he put it into the back room, everything was all organized. That way, when you set up the counter, right, you wouldn't kind of set up all the Christmas tree stands and then allocate the room there, and then you'd set up the garland and then find, another size of Christmas tree stands, and you already set up the counter and it has to go next to the other ones, right? Makes sense, right? Well, we didn't do that at this store. So instead of setting up the Christmas counter that weekend like I was instructed to do, I got the hundreds and hundreds of cases in the back room. Well, I'm sure it was a few hundred. And I took, because we didn't organize them all when they came off the truck. That wasn't part of this store's protocol. And I organized them all. So, and it took me, a whole day, maybe even had somebody help me. It took a lot of time to organize those hundreds of boxes. So when whoever did set up the Christmas counter, like I was instructed to do, everything would be all organized. It'd make the job a lot easier. Be organized. Organize everything. Got to organize. Got to set things up. Well, that's what I did all weekend long. Didn't set up the Christmas counter. The counter was empty all weekend. Well, my shift was in the later afternoon until the evening, and so I come in on Monday. My boss was sitting there, and he said, "Hey, I thought I asked you to set up the Christmas counter this weekend." I said, "Yeah, I know, but man, all that stuff was so disorganized in the back room." And so I took the time to get it all separate. Now it'll be really easy to go out there and do it. And he looked at me and he just said, very calmly, coolly, and said, "You're afraid to get out there and do it." Oh, man. He really got me. I was a very respectful. I've always been a respectful guy to my superiors and old elders. So I didn't at least verbalize or... I did my best to hold back with my body language, but I was going, "What the hell are you talking about? What are you talking about? I mean, this store is so disorganized. You're a lazy manager. What, you should be out there doing it. The back room's so disorganized. You're making things a lot tougher." Whatever I was saying in my head, I didn't say this to him, of course, right? I'm thinking, you're getting on me? I need to tell you how to run your store. Me, the 21-year-old, right? Oh, man, that pissed me off, because I may have not known a lot of stuff, but I had a lot of pride, okay? And that really hit me right in the gut. This guy telling me, I'm the up-and-comer. I am the messiah of grocery store management. I'm a freight train out of control. I'm rising to the top. You're telling me this, right? 21 years old, right? And I'll tell you something. I did not take it well. I did not show him that I didn't take it well. At least I didn't do it verbally, and I'm sure that he got some signals from my body language, even though I try to keep those all calm and hidden, right? My poker face. But I probably, that's been close to 30 years ago now, and I have thought about that, and I've told this story alone on my podcast probably 10 times. I probably thought of it 1,000 times in the last 30 years, because it's so true and it crops up all the time for me, and I see it cropping up, with the people I coach and help. I was afraid. I was afraid And that's why I didn't take action. Instead of just jumping there, giving my best effort, doing what I was instructed to do, at least some of it being on the counter, and you can make a, you can get started, make improvements, even if it didn't, doesn't happen as smoothly as possible. I was afraid. I didn't know how to do it. That wasn't what I was comfortable. And I found a way to not do it and justify it to myself. That's the truth. But it probably took me 5 years to realize that was the thing. And I just learned so much from life. When I catch myself not jumping in, some is better than none, getting myself going. I remember that story all the time. I've told this story many times on a podcast, let alone to many of the people who I've coached, because that's a tendency that we sometimes do when we don't have enough confidence to just get in the game and get going. Just had this conversation this past weekend. Got a really ambitious guy. He's driven to step up for his family, do something on top of his 40-hour work week. Got off to a great start for the first couple weeks, and then, oh, this was a week to organize. This was a week to organize. And I go, okay, so you organize. Yeah, I organize. Well, one of his, the things that he promised himself, I just start off with smaller goals, was one of them to get up at a certain time. And it wasn't just get up at a certain time because if you got up, you know, whatever, half an hour earlier, you would just produce so much more work in that half hour. I have my people do certain things like that to do a signal to yourself that you are truly committed to taking your life to the next level. And it's just a small thing. It's black or white. You either do it or you don't do it. But once you do it, hey, this is one step. It builds momentum. It builds confidence. It's one reference that you are willing to do whatever it takes. And right from the beginning, I don't have you set up 40 of those things. It may just be five things. Well, one of them was to get up at a certain time. Okay? Well, so it was weak. Oh, yeah, I had to organize this and this, so I didn't do all this. And I go, okay, what he had planned, all the things. Well, you know, I talked to him. I go, found out he didn't get up on time. And he didn't work at his allotted times that he set up for his own standards. Well, when you don't live up to your self-imposed standards, we don't know what's going to work and what's not. But you have to kind of create a plan, a strategic plan we talked about during the last podcast. And then you have to follow through. And you have to follow through consistently. And so, you know, my job is to what drives him. And I know what drives most of us is when we're fearful, sometimes we just have to take action. Sometimes just moving, especially if we're not used to it. Maybe we've lived 25 years, 35 years of not taking these specific actions. We need to get the ball going. And that's my job. When you fall off, when you make excuses for yourself, when you have to get organized, you know, and I understand that. That's why I tell the grocery store story, because we have a lot of confidence that makes sense to us. We don't realize that we're really looking for things because we're uncertain, we're unsure. We wonder if our hard work's going to pay off, and we find excuses to not jump on it. All right. And sometimes some is better than none. Sometimes we got to get ourselves going. That's just my job to remind ourselves. It's my job to remind you of that lesson. I have to remind myself hundreds of times. I have reminded myself and told myself that story when I had to take on the day, move forward into some area that I didn't know about. I tell myself the grocery store, couldn't set up the Christmas counter story. I tell myself that story every single day. You know, I just launched Mass Machine Nutrition, this Mass Machine Nutrition Mass Pack Deluxe Edition, right? And I got my best-selling products for Mass Machine Nutrition. I created a bundle of them. And I'm telling you, this is at a ridiculously low price. I'm really not making any money on it, right? When it gets shipped to you and everything like that. But that's not the purpose of this. You know, in the grocery store business, they have these things called loss leaders. And usually it's things like milk or eggs, something that's a sale price, right? It's an incredibly ridiculously low price. And what they do is they have you come in for those ridiculously low sale price. How can you pass up? You got to buy that, because that will have you try out the store. Maybe you had no reason to come there before. Maybe you had your old store that you've always been going to and it's worked well to some extent that you haven't been thinking about going to another store, right? And so you come in, you see, wow, this is a great place. They got some great things. And so in addition to the sale items, you buy some other things. But you really, you're introduced to the store, what a great place it is, right? And hopefully they have a long-time, lifetime customer, and you would have never known for it if they didn't give away something almost for free, very low price. That's called a loss leader. Well, that's what this Mass Machine Nutrition package is, because I know I have the highest quality, most effective supplements, all right? And I know it's going to take more and more time. I've got a great following, a great fan base. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. You can go to massmachinenutrition.com and see this package that I'm talking about. You know, I know that. It's got to be word of mouth. It just takes time for things to even grow even more. But once I get them in your hand, you're going to be a customer for life. And so I'll just give it to you, you know, basically at cost. Well, the thing about it, too, is I'm throwing in a 90-minute one-on-one phone consultation. 90 minutes with me, one-on-one, not a recording, not some audio downloads. I mean, you're talking to me about your specific challenges. Because I realize that with bodybuilding and training, getting in shape, it's a psychology. It's a mindset. There are things that are stopping you. It's not really about the strategies, even though I could help you with that. The eating strategies, the weight training strategies. It's usually, you know what to do. It's getting yourself to do what you know, right? And so a 90-minute free phone consultation, and you can get a recording of the call so it can help you forever, right? See, I know when you get the Mass Machine Nutrition supplements in your hand and you deal with me one-on-one, I step into your life, and if you think this is helpful, right? I am working on your specific challenge, and you get it all for free for this ridiculously low price. You know, I've given myself the best chance of connecting with you, giving you the knowledge, the inspiration, the insight you need. Man, if I can't make you a lifetime customer after all that effort for basically at cost, it's costing me money with that 90 minutes of time, then man, I need to do something else. But I'm that confident to make that investment with you. Here's the thing about it, too. Like I said, when it comes to working out, eating right, you know, you basically know what to do. It's getting yourself to do. It's a psychology, right? Well, let me tell you something, what I've learned over time, me personally and dealing with people who want to build muscle, get in shape, lose body fat. You know, that's something that they want, but that's not the ultimate feeling and emotion they want. There's something else that they want, more comfort, more ease. That feeling inside. Maybe it's more love, it's more connection. And these are the steps, those achievements that they think will get them there. Here's the deal. Maybe you don't even know me from bodybuilding training. Maybe you don't even work out, right? Maybe you should work out. Maybe my Mass Machine Nutrition can augment, can bolster, can supplement working out in the gym, getting going some way, shape, or form. Right? But if you love this personal development, this manformation talk, right? That's what we can talk about in that 90-minute session, right? My point, though, is, you know, there's so many times I have my workload, podcasts, all these things, and one thing I was telling myself, the grocery store story, I got to get this out to them right away. This is such a massive deal, and it's going to start the ball in motion of creating that win-win situation. You know, I could have thought of a million reasons not to hurry up. All the HTML coding that I had to do, assembling, artwork, and everything. I was working till late at night doing that. I had to get it out. Because, again, that grocery store story and all the pain that was associated with it, I've learned from it over and over again. All right? You know what? Even when you get those things out of the way, you have your drive and you have your ambition, and those are great things, and you finally come up with a plan, you finally get yourself to take action, right? You know, what you're going to have to do after that is we all have a certain skill level, and like I was saying earlier in this podcast, we can take all our skills up to a higher level. Everything we do, I don't care how great you are, you can take it to a higher level. You have to upgrade your skills, but you have to be conscious that all of your skills can be upgraded. And when you do upgrade your skills, how that will take you to the next level. So a lot of times people just worry about getting motivated, getting some sense of certainty and confidence, and then jumping in. And then they kind of set and forget it, and they worry about their mental state and emotional state, something I talk about all the time. But there's a skill level involved in this. Can you make up for it with time and grit and ambition and tenacity and mental toughness? Yes, you can eventually stumble your way into it. when you are determined, you have to identify your strengths and how to strengthen them up. You have to identify your weaknesses that are getting in your way and shore those up by a step-by-step process, a strategic plan on how to strengthen your strengths and shore up your weaknesses. But you have to identify it first, not just be okay that you're in the game and just use all that grit and all that ambition. Here's the thing is when you tax your grit and ambition without a certain way of improving your skill level to become more effective and efficient in what you do, you're going to go through those inevitable times where, man, it's too tough. You're going to feel like it's too tough, like you're not making progress. You wonder if you're cut out to do this. And that's going to really challenge you. That's when you got to suck up, man up, sack up, and do it anyway. You don't want to waste all that mental and emotional energy stumbling around with something you don't know how to do just because you're ambitious, just because you want to. You're not doing it right, but you're just trying to grit it out. When there are experts out there, there are coaches out there that can help you strategically improve your skill level. Again, strengthen your strengths and shore up your weaknesses and keep you accountable to make sure that you do that. You don't want to waste all your energy on the silly things that you can easily get help on because you got to save it for the gut check times. And it's really important that you upgrade your skills, but it takes you identifying it. And what exactly do I mean by that? Just realize, again, I don't care. Along this journey, you might feel comfortable. You finally got yourself to take action. It feels good to take action. Right? I understand that's a big part of it. And like I said, grit, ambition, and drive can make up for a lot of things. But I'm just going to talk about, you know, my day. Let's start with last night, my web-making abilities, right? Man, using this Drupal program, which is different. I mean, it really taxed me. I don't have the skill level, and I did work until the wee hours through sheer grit making it happen. So when you go to massmachinenutrition.com/deluxe, right, massmachinenutrition.com/deluxe, deluxe, you'll see that special. Well, I did all that website work. So how can I take that to the next level? By getting help, getting coaching, right? At least looking at YouTube videos, doing something instead of trying to grit my way through, taking up all that time and energy that comes off my next day, might come off this podcast, it might come off my workout. Or how about managing? How about finding someone, taking the time to upgrade my skills as a manager to outsource that, right? There's a higher level to what I produced. I can sit back and say, wow, here's this website. They're going to really love it. But I could have taken that to the next level. Now I get up and do this podcast. You know, if you listen to, you know, this from podcast 100, I probably didn't get it going until, I don't know, podcast 130. The sound quality with this expensive setup that I have, that could have been taken to a higher level. And you heard me struggle to take it to a higher level to maximize the quality of this sound, which is very important to a podcast. I did get help. You know, I bugged a certain expert, man, those guys with this whole setup, they got this whole sound thing down. And you might be thinking, wow, this sounds nice. I mean, you know, this guy was such an expert who did great guy who helped me. He would listen to him and goes, yeah, the sound quality is about an 8. I go, 8, okay. What do you think I can do to bring it up to a 10? Well, you probably don't have the equipment. You got to understand, I'm used to working with multi-million-dollar recording studios with tens of thousands of dollars of recording equipment, and they can produce a sound that's a 9 or a 10. So it may not be capable for you. The point is, this guy was an expert who could help me, right? How about, sales training? You know, how I present myself. I mean, I invested in a program, and it helps me with how I deliver everything that I do, how I talk to people, how I coach you, how I do podcasts, right? I got help with my skill level of presenting. I've been doing hundreds and hundreds of podcasts over the years. Just do a Google search, right? The information I've been passionate about, I feel it's on solid ground, but I can take that presentation to the next level, another skill level that I can get help, but I have to identify that I need help, either whether it's through the internet or one-on-one coaching or whatever, as an expert. But that's a skill level that needs to be taken to the next level. All right, the sound, the presentation, the website development from last night, the website, how I post this, right? Then I'm going to post it on my Facebook page, right? There's a whole skill set with social media. I could do a great podcast like this. I can have 500 people listen to it, or I can get some help in social media and SEO, search engine optimization, so that 5,000 people, 500,000 people could hear it. Right? There's a higher level, there's a skill level that I have to identify and then upgrade my skill level. Right? And again, those taking my strengths to a higher level and that shoring up my weaknesses. Going to the gym, you know, I'm doing this coaching with my nephew. Now, I feel very confident about my skill level working out. But at the same time, I get coaching on how to coach more effectively because I know there's always a higher level to doing that. I am getting massively, it's helping me help you at a higher level. My whole business of coaching, right? So how I coach him, how I use the camera when I film, or everything, the website development that goes into that to getting out to you, again, the social media, spreading the word, Instagram. I mean, hell, more and more skill level that can really maximize my results. I have to identify those, get the help if needed, somehow, some way. Then I come home, right? Then I'm on Mass Machine Nutrition. Again, always a higher level on every single facet, from product development, the ingredients, the profile of the ingredients, to the labels. I got a whole new set of labels coming out that I'm really excited to get through this inventory to really go to the next level with my labels. Well, that's a whole another skill level. I did get help with that. I was the inspiration, but I didn't know all the choices that were available and all the textures. I got help from an expert. Someone been in the business for 25 years, right? Hell, being a better husband. There are coaches out there, that relationship coaches that can help you with that skill level. Parenting coaches. I can take that to the next level. It is endless, right? But you can't just say, hey, I've got a great attitude. I'm really gritty. I want to improve. You got to identify the skills that you need and upgrade your skills and even strengthen your strengths. And at the same time, shore up those weaknesses. And again, it's just a combination like a puzzle, a game, a Rubik's Cube that you got to keep on tinkering with and just loving the game as you get closer and closer to those goals, plans, dreams, those visions that you have in life. All right? So identify that skill, those skills that you need. Upgrade your skill level. Identify what that needs to be, your strengths as well as your weaknesses. All right, so let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that moment for you yesterday when you said, wow, life is pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that accomplishment, that achievement, that feeling, emotion that's going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up. I want it to be that ambitious, something, because it really makes you expand yourself over time. A little bit by little bit every single day. It keeps you up late at night, early in the morning, because you have this big, giant, ambitious vision that takes months, if not years, of you stepping up, doing all the things that we've been talking about during this Morning Connection podcast, upgrading your skills, like we're talking about on this one. It takes you months, if not years. That's the ambitious goal I want you to think about. And if you've already thought about it, make it more clear in your mind. A little bit every single day, making that a daily discipline. Can't tell you. When you feel like slacking off, you know, wasting time on social media, you feel like taking a nap, you feel like going to bed early, not doing the things you know that can propel you forward, maybe you'll waste time getting organized and sell yourself on why this is the best thing where you're really in fear. Man, when you just are constantly visualizing where you really want to go, it'll help you make the right move, right? So what is that for you? Is what you're doing right now, is it really helping you go for the results that you really want? What are those results, right? Is it ease, comfort, being the man for your family, all right? Living life with passion, not missing all those windows of opportunity, really getting the most out of life, creating more options for yourself and your family. Or is it to not feel discomfort or pain or being not in your comfort zone, so you're going to do something that you feel comfortable with and you're going to rationalize to yourself. That's the peanut butter and jelly sandwich that's going to get in the way of the Thanksgiving dinner. All right, guys, Thank you for joining me. Thank you for doing this for yourself. Thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Check out that Mass Machine Nutrition Max Pack, the deluxe package, massmachinenutrition.com/deluxe. Hey, you love this stuff? You could get a free 90-minute phone consultation with me and get awesome supplements basically at cost. How can you lose? I'm the one losing time and money by offering such an awesome deal. All right, guys, have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.